Okay, this is July 9th, Attitude.
Good evening.
Good evening.
Such is the nature of life, that all it asks and all at once is an opportunity to appear. You are that opportunity, and so am I. It is the purpose of this teaching to make us aware of this. When I say aware of this, it's the purpose of this teaching to make you realize that you are one with this thing that we call God, or you are one with this thing we call the universe. We say that God is all there is, and then we think that we're outside of that. You cannot think that you're outside of God in any way, shape, or form. You are God manifest on this plane of action. We are individualized, we are unique individualized expressions of this thing called God. But we are part of this thing called God. All that we are is God, but we are not all that God is, because God is everything. And we hear that all the time, and then we forget it, because the world is very convincing, and our little mind here, the ego mind, is very convincing, and it tells us that we are separated from this. This teaching is a teaching of unity, not of separation. This power that we talk about, this wisdom, this intelligence, is everywhere present, and it is in each and every one of us, and each and every one of us is able to access that or come in alignment with it, so that we are actually learning to think God thoughts after it. And when you can separate that and learn to see the movements of your mind, become a witness to your own thinking, you can change your life. And that's what we are doing in this teaching. And this month we're talking about attitude. An attitude is one of the things that you can change. You can change any attitude that you have. Life is a choice. It's always a choice. Your life is a choice. You can choose to be anything that you want to be. You can choose to think anything you want to think. The world does not tell you that, and that's why we get into trouble, because we start to think like the world itself. And when we do that, we have separated ourselves from this thing that we call God. So, this idea of choose, you can choose what you want to think. And that is what we want to learn to do. And we can choose the attitude that we want to proceed in this life with. If you have a bad attitude, this week I had a good attitude the whole week. Last week I did not have a good attitude. I had to make adjustments, attitude adjustments, and I had to shift my whole way of thinking so that I could bring myself back to where I feel good about myself. See, the whole idea in life is to feel good about yourself. If you don't feel good about yourself, it's a horrible, horrible way to go through life. I had a client last week from Italy, in fact. And she said, well, she went to a psychiatrist over there and went for several years and finally discovered, because I said to her, I can tell you right away what your problem is. And she said, what do you think my problem is? And I said, you think you're less than. And she said, well, it took her years with the psychiatrist to figure that out. It's not a hard one to figure out, you know. Most of us feel less than. 98% of the people feel less than. You cannot feel less than. You see, you're a unique, individualized expression of this thing we call God. So you can't be less than anybody else. You can think that you're less than, but you can learn to change your thinking. You can learn to shift your attitude towards yourself. You have to remember to hold yourself in the highest of esteem. With that, I have little... this is, of course, always from Unity, which I do. Funniest thing I want to tell you about Unity. I've been doing Unity for 35 years, or maybe more. When I first started to do Unity, the little booklet, the monthly booklet, was $1. Now it's $37 a year. It was $1 a year. It's gone up from $1 to $37. Everything in the goes up, just keeps going up. But thank God we have the $37. You see? It's all relative. It's all relative. When it was a dollar, I was only making probably less than $5,000 a year or something. Things go up. It just, so that's the way it's going to be. That's the way it's always going to be. So let me go through this one. This was called Shift. I am renewed in body, mind, and spirit. You have to remember that you're always going to be renewed in body, mind, and spirit. Why is that, Andy?
Because God makes all things new.
Yes. God makes all things new. An automobile runs best when it is well-tuned and properly maintained. And so do I. My spiritual maintenance depends on devoting time to prayer and meditation. With proper attention to my spiritual well-being, I continue to move smoothly through life. You run smoothly through life. I often tell this, or use this as an analogy. You know, a car will run on kerosene, but it won't run very well. It will and buck and carry on. Pure gas in it makes it run wonderfully. When you have negative thoughts, that's like kerosene in your car. That's kerosene in your body. Your body is not going to function correctly. Your mind is not going to function correctly. You have to get rid of negative thinking. All negative thinking does nothing for you of any benefit whatsoever. So you learn to change that. You learn to shift that. You learn to change your attitude about that. Years ago, it was fun to be negative. I loved to be negative. I got lots of laughs out of being negative. Wasn't doing me a bit of good. Wasn't doing my body a bit of good. I don't do that anymore. I do not do that anymore. When a negative comes in, I immediately get rid of it. I change my mind. I choose something differently. You have to realize that you are not your mind. Your mind is yours to use. And you can train yourself. All life is training. All life is training. It's training your mind to think what you want it to think. So train yourself to think positive thoughts. Look for positive things. If I encounter bumps in the road, I shift my thinking to consider a new perspective, just as I might shift the gears on my car. I slow down to concentrate on an issue and gradually regain momentum as I obtain clarity and understanding. You cannot get clarity and understanding when you're in a negative state of mind. You cannot get clarity and understanding when your attitude is off. You have to have a wonderful attitude. What do I mean when I say a wonderful attitude? First of all, you have to know that you're one with this thing called the universe. You have to know that this is a wonderful experience you're going through. You have to learn to enjoy your life. That is how you build a smooth ride in this world. You have to do that for yourself. No one can do that for you. No one can do it for you. You can come to these places and I can tell you this and tell you this and tell you this. But do you change your mind and start to think of yourself as whole and complete and perfect, as a wonderful human being, your life is not going to be working correctly. You can go through this life, many people do. Many people go from birth to the grave, having nothing but negative thoughts. I lived with many of those people. And it's a waste of your time. It's a waste of this precious thing that we call life. Learn to think positive thoughts. There's too much beauty. There's too much wonderful things out there in the world. Look for those things. I shift to a higher consciousness always. I did a whole month on shifting your, to raising your consciousness to a higher consciousness. What do I mean by a higher consciousness? That's the idea of learning to think God thoughts after it. If you're having trouble, if you can't figure something out, just sit yourself down and say, how would God approach this? How would God think about this? And then start to think that way. We are not helpless. We are not put here on this plane of action and then not being able to have a wonderful life. Why would we have a God in the first place if this God was going to be mean? If we were going to have a horrible life, what would be the sense of that? There would be no sense of that whatsoever. Why would you go to a church who told you that you were worms or whatever they tell people and then put money in the collection plate? That makes no sense whatsoever. No sense whatsoever. It's not a good consciousness. Shift your consciousness. I shift to a higher consciousness and I gain a new perspective, a sense of peace and renewed awareness of my oneness with God. A new awareness, a renewed awareness of my oneness with God. For I'm about to create new heavens and a new earth. If you want to create new heavens and a new earth, you have to do that. And you do that with your thinking. You do that by changing your attitude. Last week I told you that attitude is one of the most important things that you can have. To have a good attitude about yourself, about life, and about this wonderful world that you live in. We have a horrible attitude about the world. We've learned that from day one. We think the world is horrible. The world is out to get us. It's a dog-eat-dog world. It's this, it's that. You can think all those things. You can think all those things. But where is that going to get you? Why would you want to do that to yourself? You know, when people come up to me and they start to complain and they tell me how bad things are and this is happening and that's happening and isn't it awful and yada, 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 whatever they're saying, I just look at them and I say, thank God I don't live in your universe. Thank God I don't live there. If they want to live in that universe, if they want to create that world, they're doing it. But I am not going to be drug into it, and I'm not going to live in that type of a universe, that type of a world. We're all making our own world, our own reality, and we do that with our mind. The mind is the number one thing. What are you thinking about? What are you thinking about? Every day you must say to yourself, am I thinking correctly here? Am I holding myself in the highest of esteem? Do I have a good attitude about myself and about life and about other people? You see? And we hear it all the time. People are horrible. What does that mean when we say, oh, those people are horrible? What are we? Aren't we people? Your mind doesn't know that, you know. When your mind has a negative in it, it doesn't know that that negative is directed to somebody else. Your mind only hears it's directed at you. If you say, I hate that person, your mind doesn't say, oh, that's right, you hate that person. Your mind says, oh, you hate yourself. You hate yourself. Nothing goes outside of the mind. When you're doing those things, nothing goes outside of the mind. Have you ever used the old one when you point your finger at somebody? What's pointing back at you? Three fingers. Three fingers are pointing your way. We can't do it to ourselves anymore. We are growing spiritually. We are maturing emotionally, and we can no longer talk down about other people, about situations, about things, because we're the ones that are creating those things. There is nothing happening to you. You are the happening. The world teaches you that it is not your fault, that something else is to blame. And I'm teaching you that anything that happens to you is your fault and you are to blame. Is your fault and you are to blame. If you think it's outside of you somewhere, if you think somebody else is doing it, you cannot change it. When you take the responsibility for your own life, you can start to change it. Many people are afraid to take responsibility. Taking responsibility only means to respond differently. Learn to respond differently to things. You can take responsibility for your own life. You know, I still have people that come to me and they're, I would say up there in age, and they're still blaming their parents, they're still blaming their schooling, they're still blaming something for their life. You can't blame anything but yourself for your life. You have to take that responsibility. Yes, your parents may have done this, that, and the other thing to you. So what? Are you going to let that hold you back the rest of your life because they did something stupid? You know, they were stupid individuals. Remember, don't take anything that your parents did to you personally. They would have done it to anybody. They would have done it to anybody. When I learned that, I had freedom finally. My parents weren't picking on me. They didn't know any better. They didn't know any better. Today, I can absolutely tell you that I never think one bad thought about my parents. They were my parents. They did the very best they knew how to do. I would not blame them for anything. If I can't do something, if this is happening or that's happening, I take the responsibility for that. And I change that into something else. I have a friend who's much older than I am, and she still comes up with the idea that her mother hates her. Or her mother hated her. And her mother didn't allow her to do this, and didn't allow her to do that. This woman is a brilliant woman. She has a terrific mind. She's a wonderful mathematical mind, I can assure you. She wanted to be a doctor. Her mother said, "You cannot be a doctor." And sure, in that day and age, women were not doctors. What happened? So she left that stopper, and now she blames her mother. You say, you can't do that. If you want to be whatever you want to be, go out and do it. Don't say, I can't do that because my parents or my schooling wasn't right or this wasn't right. That's blaming somebody. This teaching does not teach blame. Anytime that you want to blame something, it's outside of you. You cannot control anything outside of yourself. Many people come into this teaching and they think they can control something on the outside of life. You cannot control things on the outside of your life. You can only control your life. When you learn to control your life, the outside of life will change. But people want to change the outside. You must change the inside. It's a do-it-yourself project. And it's always an inside job. Always an inside job. So get rid of the blame. Get rid of all those things. Change your attitude. See life differently. Don't listen to what the world is telling you. Don't listen to what other people are telling you, unless it's me. Don't do that to yourself. The world has never taught success. The world will never teach success. This teaching will teach you how to go through life successfully, how to go through life with a peaceful mind, with a peaceful mind, so that you realize that you're in your right place, doing the right thing, and saying the right thing, so you don't have to pick yourself apart constantly. You don't have to do that to yourself. And only you can do that. And there are always going to be people out there who are not going to like you. That's none of your concern. The whole world, people think, oh, I want everyone to like me. That has nothing to do with anything. What do you want to do? You want to learn to like yourself. When you learn to like yourself, you don't care what other people think. You don't care what they think. And you don't have to get into arguments with them. You don't have to get into anything. You have your life. Keep yourself at home, I call that, in your own mind. Does anyone remember the 11th commandment? You know, it was dropped on the way down. The 11th commandment. Mind your own business. Is the 11th commandment. And see, we want to mind everybody else's business. Mind your own. Take care of yourself. Don't worry about other people. Don't worry about what's going on. Worry about yourself. Be concerned about yourself. Be concerned about yourself. I told you that I learned that word concern. I'm always changing my vocabulary because I realize that word structures thought and thought structures reality. I used to worry. And that aunt of mine said to me, Dallas, don't worry about things. Be concerned. And you see, when you use the word concerned, there's not a turmoil going on inside of your body. If you use the word worry, you start to worry. You start to get upset. You start to do those things. I'm concerned for this situation. I'm concerned for that person. But I'm not going to worry about them. I'm not going to worry about them. Why are we not going to worry about these things? Because we have to realize that this thing called God is working in as and through everything. That there is such a thing as divine right order. And we want to align ourselves with divine right order and allow this intelligence, this wisdom that we call God to operate in as and through us so that we feel good, so that we hold ourselves in the highest of esteem, so that we know that we are worthy, deserving, totally lovable, and that we matter. With that, let's do the matter things. I matter, I matter, I really, really matter. I matter, I matter, I really, really matter. Yes, learn to matter to yourself. Learn to matter to yourself. God absolutely would be incomplete without you. Would be incomplete without you. This thing called God needs each and every one of us because we make up the whole. We are the individual parts of the whole. It's a hologram, and we are part of that hologram. So think of those things. When you want to change your attitude, sit yourself down and think of the wonderful things Don't think of all the negatives that are in the world and all that. That's easy to do. Sometimes it's not as easy to come up with the positive things in life. But you could always do it. You have to remain positive so that your body runs smoothly, so that your mind runs smoothly and clearly. Negative thoughts. We were not created to think negative thoughts. We were created to think positive thoughts, so that this body runs smoothly. But somewhere along the line, we got caught up in the opposite. There's always going to be on this plane of action the opposite. You see, if we have good, we have bad. If we have this, we have that. If we have that, da 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 da. Opposites are not in the mind of God. Opposites are not in the mind of God. They're in your mind, in that small, finite mind that we use on this plane of action. You can get rid of the opposites in your life. And when I say there's right and wrong, there's nothing right or wrong, but the mind make it so. There's nothing right or wrong, but the mind make it so. And you know that through your life. One day something's wrong, and the next day it's right. Or the next century it's right. One day we're down on this group of people, and the next minute we're not down on those people. So you have to watch what you're thinking and what the world is doing to you. Drama, drama, drama. People want all this drama. Who wants this drama? I call it the nits and fleas of life. I do not want nits and fleas in my life. I do not want those little things in my life. I want my life to remain calm and cool and collected, poised and serene at all times. And when I get off center, I pull myself back. I sit down and I change my attitude. I am the only one that can change that. Have you ever tried to change somebody's attitude? Cajole them into something? You cannot do it. You cannot do it. A mind convinced against its will is of the same conviction still. A mind convinced against its will is of the same conviction still. You must change your mind. You must see yourself differently. And we can do that. We absolutely know that we can change our attitude. That is an absolute given. Sometimes a little difficult, sometimes a little hard, sometimes it takes longer than I would like to change my attitude. But I don't say, oh, this is who I am and I can't change this attitude. My father is like this and my whole family is like this and this is the way it's going to be. I'm just going to be. Where do you want to? I hear people say that all the time. This is who I am. First of all, none of us know who we are. None of us know who we are. We may never learn that on this plane of action, but we can get close to it. We can get close to it. We can make a better effort towards that than we ever have before. But you have to give up the idea that you're hopeless and helpless and all that. We are not hopeless and helpless. We are not here on this plane of action to be victims of any type. We are here on this plane of action to be victorious. To be victorious. But we are taught that we do not have the power to do these things. And I'm telling you, we do. This is a scientific teaching. It's a mathematical equation. What is the mathematical equation? What you think about, you bring about. There is a law called the law of cause and effect. What you put into that law will come back to you. What you put in that law will come back to you. So, if you can change your attitude, keep your attitude changed, that is what you're putting into the law. That has to reflect back to you. It has to come back to you. If you're saying to yourself, the world is mean, horrible, and I'll never get ahead or I'll never make it, and blah, 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 that's exactly what will come back to you. Exactly what will come back to you. I've often said this, and I'll say it again, this thing called God is so polite, it will not correct you. It will not correct you. That's why when we say the thing, I cannot do it, the universe says, that's right. You cannot do it. If you say, I can do it, the universe says, you're absolutely right. You can do it. So why not have I can do it attitude instead of I can't do it attitude? So just change your attitude. It will make all the difference in the world. All the difference in the world. Everything starts in mind. It starts in your mind. The reality that you are living, what you have in your life today, is in your life because of your thinking. There is no other reason why it's in your life. You could say, oh, well, it's because I have money. You have money in your life because of your mind. You have abundance of prosperity in your life because of your mind. Mind is causing everything. Mind is always number one. So if you're having a problem of any type, what do you say? It must be something in my thinking. Must be something in my thinking going on here that I know I can correct. You know, if you have stinking thinking, what kind of results do you think you're going to get? You're going to get stinking results. So start with your mind. Give up that. I said a couple of weeks ago, and it's one of my absolute favorites. Learn to live from your imagination, not your history. And see, most of us are living from our history. Why are we living from our history? Because the world teaches that. We say such things to ourselves. Well, I did that last year, and this happened to me, and that happened to me, so now, therefore, this has to happen. Da, 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 da. And so that means nothing. It means absolutely nothing, your history. Unless you put importance on it. You're the one that's doing that. Give up your history. Give up all that stuff. The history that's holding you back. The history that's telling you, oh, this happened to me, that happened to me. Or I'm holding this grudge, this slight, this, whatever's going on. Give it up. Live from your imagination and say, from this point forward, I'm making up my own life. Yes, I had parents. They were no day at the beach, but who cares? I had no education. Who cares? I can get it now. I don't have this, that. I can get it now. Has nothing to do with the past. Has nothing to do with the past, people. Your mind wants to tell you that. You must correct that in your thinking. You see. We keep thinking because we live on this plane of action that time goes this way. Time does not go this way. Time goes this way. Time keeps expanding. You must think of those things. Don't let this plane of action convince you. Do not let it convince you. Give up your history and learn to live from your imagination. Change your mind. Change your attitude. And wonderful things will come into your life. You can do it. Why? Because I've done it. I did. And if I can do it, you can do it. Last week we had two ladies here that Paula brought. And they came up afterwards and they said, gave me a wonderful compliment. They said it was very refreshing, your class, because it was simple. They didn't call me simple. I can be. They said the teaching is simple. This is a simple teaching, people. It's not a complicated teaching. It's not an intellectual teaching. Ernest Holm warns in Science of Mind, do not make it an intellectual teaching where you're standing around philosophizing all these things that no one understands. And you think, oh, this is metaphysics. This is this teaching. This teaching boils down to what you think about, you bring about. What you think about, you bring about. It's done with your mind. Learn to change your mind. Learn to change your attitude, and especially your attitude about yourself. Change that attitude. Never allow your mind to tell you that you are less than. Don't do that to yourself. You are not less than. You are the beloved in whom this thing is well pleased. Today I was going through all my cards. I had to go out and buy new cards. I ran out again, about 900. This is an old one. You can tell by the color. You can also tell these are thinner. I don't like it as much. I like these thicker cards. This, and I believe this is Florence Shin. And I love this saying. The walls of lack and delay. The walls of lack and delay crumble around me. I enter my promised land. Delay. What are you delaying in your life? Let the walls of delay crumble around you. Let them crumble around you. That's a wonderful affirmation. I've done that affirmation for years. Because you see, we're taught to delay things. We're always in a waiting pattern. What are you doing? You know, you don't have the time to wait. If your mind says, oh, you have plenty of time, you don't know how much time you have. You have no time. Use that. All right. Here, I have some cards. Even if your judgments are nothing more than thoughts, I urge you to change those thoughts immediately upon recognizing them. You see, even if your judgments are nothing more than thoughts, you see, we think, oh, I can think that thought as long as I don't voice it, as long as I don't do this. I learned when I was about this high from my grandmother. She said to me, Dallas, if you're thinking it, you might as well be doing it. You have to control your thinking. You have to control your thoughts. And we think that a little mind says, well, as long as I don't voice that I hate that person, it's all right. It's not all right. Thoughts are very powerful, even when they're not voiced. So watch those thoughts. Oh, stop your habitual way of noticing what you don't like, and instead look hard and deliberately for what you find pleasing. What you find pleasing. Have you ever gone to an event or a restaurant or a meal or something, and you hear people say, they tell you all the bad things that went wrong? Don't focus on the bad things. Focus on the pleasing things, the wonderful things. The whole thing could not be bad. There has to be good. You have to look for the good. And you have to look for the good in people. I learned that years ago from a lady in Utica, New York. She said to me, Dallas, you have to remember there's always enough good to cover up the bad in people. But when we look for the bad, we find the bad and we multiply the bad. Look for the good things. Look for the pleasing things. And who wants to hear all those other little things anyway? You know, we can all say, well, that wasn't quite right. This wasn't quite right. Why don't we say, but that was wonderful. And only talk about the things that were wonderful. We think we have to pick things apart. We think we have to be critics. We don't have to be critics. See the good. See the pleasing in everything. See the pleasing in everything. Why do we have to see the pleasing in everything? Because everything is God. Because everything is God. You have to see the pleasing in everything. It's all God. There's nothing out there, people. I've said this and I'll keep saying it till I leave this plane of action. There's only one thing, it's God. There's nothing else going on. There's nothing else going on. The mind wants to tell you there's something else going on. The world wants to tell you there's something else going on. There's only God going on. That's all that's going on. You can cancel an unkind thought in midstream and decide in an instant to be harmonious. Catch that thought and cancel it out, an unkind thought about somebody, and think a harmonious thought. Catch what you're doing. We have to practice these things. These don't come natural. Maybe they do to somebody. You think that Mother Teresa was born that way? She trained herself to become Mother Teresa. She trained herself, her mind, to think what she wanted it to think. She caught thoughts in her mind and changed them instantly. There's a wonderful story about a guru, and a student said, Master, you always seem to be at peace. How can that be? I can't achieve that. How do you achieve it? He said, I correct myself quicker than you do. You have to correct yourself. You see? You have to do that with your mind instead of letting your mind and throw all that stuff out. Correct it. He noticed what his mind was doing and made it stop and corrected it, and it made harmonious thoughts appear in his mind. We have to do that for ourselves. That's the idea of changing your attitude. Begin looking at the world as a... Oh, this one's wonderful, and you all know this. Begin looking at the world as a vast mirror, reflecting back to you exactly what you are. Reflecting back to you. What do you want the mirror that you're looking into to reflect back to you? You want it to reflect back that you're a wonderful human being, that you're whole and complete and perfect, that you're magnificent, that you're magnificent. I like to think of myself as an emissary of light and love. Sometimes that does not come through, but I remind myself, what am I here? Why am I here? What am I about? I'm about my Father's business. I'm about my Father's business. I am an emissary of light and love. Become an emissary of light and love. Try it. Just try it and see what happens. Let your thoughts of love become the driving force behind your unloving behavior. If you have an unloving behavior, let your thoughts of love become your driving force. Love is always going to be the answer. Love of yourself. You see, when you have an unloving thought, you're not loving yourself. Nothing goes outside of you. There is only one. Your mind is not new that you're ever talking about somebody else. It only knows that you're talking about yourself. So when you say that person is stupid and mean and hateful and unloving, you are saying that about yourself. Your mind takes that in. We can go and use the word subconscious mind takes that in. Funny thing about the subconscious mind is it cannot take a joke. It does not know. It takes everything seriously. Everything that comes out of your mouth, it takes seriously. So, learn to change your attitude about yourself, about other people, and about the world. And your whole life will change. And it's wonderful. And so are you, and so am I. And there ends the lesson. Thank you.